Really?
Hi, Bruce. How are you?
Oh, let me say what I'm doing. I'm multitasking. Yeah, can you hear me?
Okay, I can barely
can you hear
you.
All right, let me take you off. Okay, can you hear me now?
Much better. Thank you so much for that, Bruce. Okay, so now I spoke to the team, and they told me that there is no email address or an ID that you need to log in, that you need to add to the page. Instead, it's more of
Let's walk through this, because as soon as I followed the diagram that was presented to me, I clicked on the icon, so I need to switch computers, because obviously, you see here, Dolby wants to do something. I don't want it to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Let me open up your folder.
Let me guide you with that. Why don't you open up your Facebook so we can walk through it together?
Yeah, I am. So I'm opening up both.
Perfect.
So one thing at a time.
All right.
Okay, let's see here. TCA, web, social media, change agent, Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I'm on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Now, the first thing that we need to do is look on the top right corner where it shows the bell icon for notifications. That's where we need to go first.
Okay. So notifications are Facebook, me. Yeah. So what am I supposed to do under those notifications?
Okay. Now you need to see the profile. If you don't see the change agent's logo in the step two.
Well, yeah, I do see that. I mean.
Okay. You need to click on that.
So you want me to click on the change agent profile?
Yes.
Okay, now this is taking me to Boost Post.
Okay.
So we're not looking at Boost Post, are we?
No, we're not looking at that. We have to go to the change agent profile.
You wanted the meta business thing, so let me go back in here because it's TCA, social, Facebook. Because the way I did it, because I followed your pictures, is you're looking for meta business suite. Correct?
Yeah, I'm looking for the ID from the business manager. If you can provide the ID or if you can add an ID, either way would work.
Okay, so now I'm at the Meta Business Suite, which is I'm going back to your things here.
Okay, just give me a quick moment. Let me follow. Let me open up the second screenshot. Okay, when you go to your page, the first step was going to your page, right? The change agent page. Are you on the page?
I can be. So let's go back to the beginning. Change agent page, Rebarkum 3, correct? That's where we want to be.
Yes.
And then I click that wheel.
You click on that.
And then, as I say, see all profiles. There's no other profiles other than me as the business admin on this. I don't know what the hell happened before because I thought I added you guys, Marco Polo, so you could do updates. You guys are added here.
You provided us the admin rights. Yeah, you provided us the admin rights, but this is something different. This is to run the ad campaign. For the paid campaign, we have to go to the Meta Business Suite. Now, I'll guide
I'm going under people, right?
No, you're not going under people. You just need to open up the change agent profile, and on your left-hand side, it's going to give you a couple of options like home, professional tools, professional dashboard, insight, ad center, create ads.
Mine says when I click on, remember, I clicked on the wheel, right? So it says business assets, people, paid partnerships, requests, more business settings, ad account settings, and billing.
No, that's not the page. Okay.
Well, you said click on the wheel. That was the instruction. Let me go back one.
Okay.
Because this slide clearly shows.
Back to the first page. I don't know why you're getting different, interface, so different instructions on the page. Okay.
So if I go to Change Agent, underneath the Change Agent, Meta Business Suite.
Yes, yes. Do you see Meta Business Suite?
Yeah, so I'm on the Meta Business page tag, right? So I see my logo up there. To the left, it says notifications, inbox, post stories, planner, ads, insights, all tools.
Okay,
we
need to go to Meta Business Suite, and I'll guide you from there. Are you there?
I'm on Meta Business Suite.
Okay.
I'm literally on Meta Business Suite.
Okay, let me open up the next screenshot. Bear with me.
So I'm at slide 3, right? So
yes.
Slide 3, and the only difference is that...
And then...
Yes,
slide three is good to go. Slide 3 is good to go. We need to go to slide 4. Now, when you go to Meta Business Suite, the next screenshot that I have here is, yes, under Meta Business Suite, you will see the Change Agent, and there's a drop-down coming up there right next to it. Do you see that on the left-hand side? This is screenshot 4 that I'm looking at.
So business accounts, in order to get that other, so if I click on that right there, it says notifications, inbox, post stories, planner, ads, insights, and Instagrams. If I click on that arrow, business accounts are not visible to me there. It would be under the billing, I would think, right?
So you're not seeing any business accounts there?
No, I'm not seeing any business accounts under, not if I'm clicking on that left one. There's no business accounts. However, and that's what I'm trying to say, if I click under the Bruce Barkham 3 and I click on that wheel, right, that cog, it says create business account, business assets, more business settings, add account settings.
Yes, yes. See, we have to go to that setting icon, the wheel that you're seeing. We have to go there. So let
right.
me look
so,
at the
so,
first
so
screen.
So underneath that is business account information. Business assets, paid partnerships,
people,
requests.
More business
which
settings.
Which one do you want me to do what?
More business settings.
Okay.
Under
so
request, it says more business settings. Do you see that?
Okay. I do. So I just clicked on that. It's refreshing.
Okay.
Boy, that thing is really spinning right now, too. So I'm under business settings, people, and it's just spinning endlessly. I don't know why it's spinning,
yes.
But it just is.
Okay, let it load, and then we have to stay on people. You're going to get another window in front of you, which says assigned assets. So that's where we need to go.
So, Rita, it was wonderful chatting with you. Let me go ahead and get this question.
I want this thing go. I just, for the life of me, I just... Okay, now I'm here. People, add assets?
No. Under assigned assets, do you see a description mark?
Let's back up here. We're not on the same page. So you had me go into the business settings, people.
Yes.
And then if I click on people, when I refresh this sucker, what popped up was, ad. So am I adding somebody at this point? Am I adding James Marlin?
See,
am I adding Marco Polo?
Do you see Marco Polo there?
No, I don't, and I don't understand why, because I assigned Marco Polo elsewhere, but he's not assigned under the business settings. I don't know what the heck happened to this account, because clearly you guys were posting via Marco Polo.
Yes, exactly.
I need to re-add him back? I don't understand how.
No, you don't need to do anything. Explain to me what else do you see under add assets. Is there anything else that you see, any exclamation mark on the page?
No, it says the little triangle there, add assets. Here are the assets Bruce Barkham can access, view, manage your permissions, and or remove assets. There's the Change Agent Inc. If I go underneath there, it lists nobody else other than my own name under as people.
Let me check. Hold on, okay? Okay.
And I think you want to add Marco Polo.
No. You don't need to add Marco Polo. Let me give you the next set of instructions. I'm going to place you in a brief hold, all right, because I'm a little confused here. So let me get my marketing guy.
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
I think I need to add Marco Polo here.
Thank you very much for being online, Bruce. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Now you don't need to go to people. You need to go to partners. Do you see that option right below people?
Partners, add. Partners,
yes.
Request assets, partner to share assets with, or partner to request assets from.
Partner to share assets with, the first one.
Well, okay, business partner ID. Add a new partner.
Yes. Just give me a quick moment. I'll look at the next screenshot. Okay. Are you ready? Let me give you the business partner ID.
Okay.
All right. So it's 44.
44.
23.
23.
49.
49.
71 66
66
85 400 Can you repeat that for me?
It is 44 23 49 71 66 85 400.
That is absolutely correct. Bingo. Let me go to the quick chat.
Click next then, correct?
Give me a moment.
I have no choice.
Okay.
You've got an ID and it's asking for, you know, click next is the button. Cancel or next. So I'm going to click next.
All right. Go to next.
And then it takes me out to this other page. Big kids go to the potty, and that's what your thing said. So now what do I do here?
Okay.
Because I'm a little confused. Content management, delete posts.
No. Do you see the name of the page there? Your page name?
Yes. New page. It says classic pages. Which am I clicking here? The change agent, right?
Yes, the change agent.
So I click that.
Okay,
it says take access, content, community activity.
Yes,
so
all of that, you need to enable all of them. The content, community activity, messages, ads, all of them need to be enabled.
It won't let me do messages or community activity. I don't understand why it wouldn't.
Well, we can do that. That's the reason why we are asking you to grant access.
Right, so messages, send a response, it doesn't allow you to do that. And community activity, you review and respond to comments, remove unwanted content. For whatever reason, it doesn't allow, it's like grayed out. Everything else is yes. But that's a solid gray area.
So you're not going to enable those options for us?
I can't enable what I can't do, right? I mean, I'm telling you that it doesn't. Now, I know that I can delete comments and do that stuff, but for whatever reason, it's just not conferring to you to send or respond to messages that people post on the page. So it doesn't allow you to do that. And it doesn't allow you to review and respond to comments send and respond to messages
on the
page.
I'm confused, Bruce. It's not allowing you to give access right now, because right now you can change the settings. That's where I led you to. You need to enable all these options for us.
I don't know how I can enable what Meta Business Suite won't allow me to do. I mean, that's all I can tell you. It's allowing you to take access. It's allowing you to do content, and it's allowing you to do ads. It is not. It's grayed out. It won't allow me to. So it's not my choice. It's the Meta Business Suite. So it's at this point, I'm saving changes.
No, you don't need to save changes. You're saying that it's not allowing you to change that option?
Not on community activity, meaning reviewing and responding to comments, remove unwanted content. It doesn't allow you to do that, and it does not allow you to send and respond
to
messages.
What about ads?
Yes, you can do ads. You can do content, and you can take access.
Okay, stay on the line. Let me place you on a default. Thank you very much for being online, Bruce. You there?
Yeah. Also, I was looking at your slides. You guys have also done the Instagram accounts as well, so it seems to me we have two things to do here.
Yes, exactly. That's what I was leading you to. See, whatever you can enable from here, the first option that we were looking at, I mean, if you can do ads, content, messages, whatever you can enable, do that. And then the next step is on your left-hand side, you should see Instagram accounts. So
as I switch the Instagram account from pages, do I want to save already what we've done? Because to my way, what I just kept?
You don't go to save changes now. You have to first go to Instagram account, and then it'll ask you to save changes, I believe.
Okay. So I'm on Instagram account. So I need to select the asset. I mean, I don't see you guys here. I see Bruce Barkham 3. It's looking for a login. Can't assign the Instagram accounts.
Instagram accounts, you need to do exactly the same thing what you did previously. Enable all those options.
Yeah, but I'm trying to tell you.
After checking your page.
Content, messages. Yeah, the only thing it did was ads. It only allows you to do two on Instagram. Everything else is grayed out. See the content, account ads.
Bruce, did you check the name of the page first and then enable the rest of the options?
It says log to give people partners access to log in. So I need to log in to this page. That's what it's telling me to do. Log in, get additional information for maintaining Instagram, log in, and it's just like stuck. I don't know what the hell it's doing. It wants me to log in. I see my page. Log in to give people partners access to manage the page. I don't know what the hell.
Okay. Bruce, one more thing. Just uncheck the Instagram account over there and go to pages. Oh, sorry. Go to save changes. Just uncheck the Instagram accounts and go to save changes. That's it.
Okay, let me sum up there. Whatever we just did, I no longer see the asset. We're back two pages by not saving whatever we did. So, yeah. So now we're back two pages. We're back to, I'm telling you, it didn't, because we didn't save whatever. it took me back to where we were. We're back to assigned assets. We have nothing.
Oh gosh, just wait a minute.
That's what I'm trying to say. You know, I barely clearly said save this.
See, in the initial steps, it asks it was supposed to ask you to log in your account. Now, when it didn't do that, it's getting stuck, you know, in the last phase. So let's go back. You are on the assigned assets pages, right?
Right. We're right back to typing in that long number again. And the number is 4. Is it this one? It's in the thing, 442349716684, right? That one?
Just give me a moment. Let me open that up.
Man, oh man. Really?
Okay. All right, Bruce. I got the ID here.
So I'm it wouldn't even take that number. I tried to go back to, so now I'm back to where we were before this. This is a pain. More business things. Yeah. So we're at more business. We're in the Meta Business Suite, Bruce Barkham 3, pages, business asset groups. It shows add asset. I tried typing this in before, that this 44293. Add a new partner.
That screenshot does not mean... Yeah, that screenshot does not mean that you need to add an asset. It is supposed to show you an exclamation mark under add assets where you were supposed to log into your Instagram credentials. But it's not giving you that option,
no point,
right?
Yeah, so so I'm back at add a new partner. That's where we're at in this process. It is what it is.
Okay. Let's
44239716685400. Next. It allowed me to do that. We're flipping everything on that we can flip on. I'm going to save changes this time. Come on.
So where exactly are you?
Man, oh man, oh man. This thing just got effing crazy on me. Pardon my French. I hate tech.
That's all right. I know it's frustrating. Okay.
So I'm on this. Now it won't even allow me to save this thing. Insights, ads, sales content, ads, form, community activity. Now it won't allow me to save the changes. I don't understand this thing.
Okay,
now it will. So I've saved this stuff. Let's do first things first. Let's save what we have.
Yes.
Page isn't created called SMM.
Don't forget to check the account. Check your account. You know, when you go to this particular setting, the first column, the second column shows the name of the page, and it has like a brown thing next to it that you need to check. So don't forget to check that and then enable all the options, then save changes.
I don't know. I have no idea. It just saved your ID, SMM 1.0 under that. And I don't know if I'm where I'm at. That was for Instagram.
Select assets. I'm looking at under select assets. See, the first column says select asset type, and it says pages, new pages, experience, classic pages. Right next to it, it says select assets. And then it says search and filter, and the name of the page should appear right below that.
So now it's showing Instagram and not showing the Instagram account and not the Facebook page. Somehow we got off Facebook and we got an Instagram here.
Oh, gosh.
I'm gonna log off and then just open up from scratch.
Okay, Bruce, is there a possibility that you can share the password of your Facebook or Instagram with us temporarily?
Let us enable the settings. You should have all of that stuff. I mean, I've sent these passwords, you guys have those passwords for all of those things. So it's frustrating that I have to go back and redo something that
Don't do anything. Just share with me. Text me the password, all right? The email address and the password for your account. We will log in. We will change the settings, and we'll take things from that. Because like this, it's a great hassle for you. And I'm not able to explain to you as well over the phone because I don't know what you're seeing on your end.
So I'm going to send you a picture of this. And you guys should already have this in your phone. And then you'll have the password for Twitter, Instagram, and the Facebook change agent. But you guys, I'm not trying to be a schmuck. I'm just trying to say I'm redoing what I know that I've done. So someplace you guys should save this as the credentials, right?
Yes. Let me check with my guy as well. I mean, he asked me for the credentials, but you're saying that you already shared all the credentials.
I know that I have, at least with Sheldon. And whatever that team did, this is like that new information, which is frustrating to me. Right?
I'm talking about your personal ID.
I'm talking about the ability to sign into Twitter, Facebook, PC, etc. So I'm going to send you the screenshot. You tell me, is this what you need? There you go. So if you make that larger.
Where did you send it to?
I texted it to you.
Okay, Bruce, I have a problem on my phone. I'm unable to receive images. Yeah, so that's another issue. You'll either have to send me the screenshot via email or on the portal, whatever suits you.
Okay, let's do email.
Give me a second
here. Let me go to pictures. And I'm going to say select this one. And why is this being difficult? I want to send this via email. I'm going to send this from my personal email. What's your email?
Lisa.Taylor@noombookwriting.com.
Lisa.Turner? What was that?
Lisa. That is L as in Lima, I as in Indigo, S as in Sierra, A as in Alpha, dot, that's a period, Taylor, that is T as in Tango, A as in Alpha, Y as in Yankee, L as in Lima, O as in Oscar, R as in Romeo, @gnomebookwriting.com. You got that?
gnomebookwriting.com. Let's say credentials. TCA, taking care of business. TCA, change agent credentials. So I'm emailing you something. Let me know if you get it.
Okay.
Otherwise, I have to email it to myself, download it, and have to put it in the portal that way.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Yes.
We're doing that.
Yeah, but like I said, I don't want to exacerbate the problem. I just want to work the solution, and the solution is to make sure that you create a folder under the change agent for credentials. Yeah.
Okay.
You guys have possibilities.
Check. I got something here. I'm going to place you on a brief hold. Thank you very much for being online, Bruce. I'm actually looking for the credentials of your personal ID, Facebook personal ID. Is that included here? Because I see that the Facebook credentials that you've shared with me are for the page.
I think it's the same now. Once you change, because I own both. Yeah. I think they're the same.
Okay.
The TCA, I never wanted it to be. I wanted it to be two different things.
Okay, give me a moment.
Yeah, don't be good. Yeah, I got hacked.
Bruce, there must be an email address or contact number, like your cell number along with a password that you use to log into your personal ID, right? I'm looking for that.
It's my email would be brucebarcom@aol.com. My cell phone is my cell phone. It's the only number I have.
Your email address is,
Bruce, first name, last name, @AOL.com.
@AOL.com. And the password for that would be?
It should be the #TCA#2022.
Okay. #TCA#2022. All right. We're going to try to log in with that, and I will get back to you once we are in. Okay? Because we need to update these settings.
Just don't go spamming the world on me here. That's a lot.
I know. I understand. Don't worry. We're not running away with your IDs anywhere, okay? I'll give you the access back. Don't worry about it.
I don't know how they are.
That's fine, Bruce. It's okay. Let's sort this out because you and I, we're going to go crazy if we have to do this over the phone. So let me have this done, and I will get back to you. Give me, like, an hour max, and then I'll get back to you, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Right.